There's an even deeper level to understanding for your salvation. We're waiting all day. We're hoping, belonging. Because the Gemara says, Pasuk says, Ima anechi b'tzara, Hashem's with us in pain. When we're in pain, Hashem's in pain. So then, Ishuascha is not just talking about our pain. It's talking about Hashem's pain. To be able to feel the Tzar Hashchina when Klal Yisrael are in trouble, when Klal Yisrael are going through a difficult situation. Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Kilani Miraishi, Kilani Mizrahi, when a Jew's in pain. Shem Kavyachal's in pain. And in a certain way, his pain is more real than our pain. This is the way the Beis Tefillah explains that the greatest pain possible is actually Tzar Shamayim. And the fact that the Kabbalistic Sfarim say that the Shechinah is in Galus, that Hashem's presence isn't manifest in the world. Hashem created the world for Kvod Shamayim. He's unable to have that dream, desire, goal realized. It's incredibly painful. Obviously, these are deep concepts. But in as much as we are understanding these things, in as much as we can appreciate that Hashem created the world for all of humanity to have an awareness of Him, and in doing so, achieve the greatest good, which is Him. In a world of galus, where everything is concealed, and it looks like there is no God, then that's incredibly painful. And kivyachal, as if to say that Hashem needs a salvation. So when it looks like Klal Yisrael have no divine protection, because we're in galus, because we're being persecuted, because there are attacks and pogroms, then Hashem Himself needs Yeshua. We're in a relationship with Hashem. We have a shared sense of destiny. Ever since Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's been that way. We represent Hashem in this world. It's a Malbim that says Kvod Yisrael and Kvod Shamayim Metzulim Zeh Bazeh. There's a symbiotic relationship between the honour of Klal Yisrael and the honour of Hashem. When Klal Yisrael are degraded, then Hashem is degraded. Simply because we represent Hashem in this world. And as people who care deeply about Hashem, who want His name to be manifest, to be made great for all of humanity to have that awareness, that is really painful for us. That the world can't come to its tachlis. The world can't come to its goal. We're talking about Hashem's salvation. Not on an inherent intrinsic level, of course Hashem needs no salvation, He's the Ein Sof. But in terms of the way that He has chosen to set up this world and connect to this world, what His name to become great, everyone to be aware of Him, that Kvod Shamayim should be paramount, and that indeed is Hashem's salvation.